We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everything all the time, 98.9 to Buzz, Spisano, Sandy. And give it up for the man of the hour right here. Will is in the studio. You confronted a scalper selling free tickets to the Bills game, but he wasn't selling them for free.
A little bit of a backstory on this whole thing is about a year ago, I was an admin on a pretty popular Buffalo Bills Facebook page.
You're a super fan.
If you're a Bills fan, do they know you just by saying, hey, Will's in the studio? And they're like, cheer, woo, Will!
In my corner of the Facebook world.
That's cool.
A strict rule against any type of selling on that site, just to avoid scammers. Well, then, you know, I started to notice that people were grabbing these practice tickets and selling it. And, you know, I would always try to message them, and maybe they didn't know any better. You know, hey, this is not cool, please stop. And some would repeat, we'd have to boot them off the site.
Okay, so these practice tickets, night practice tickets, they're free, but there's a limited number, right?
That's the thing, yeah. Basically, the whole premise of this whole, you know, go to practice for the Bills all summer long is that, come on, come support your team for free. Come get fired up. You know, it's been 16 years since we've had football in January around here.
So
let's go build up some hope, you know, and hope that this is our year.
Well, you also get a chance to get up close and personal with the players where you'd never be able to do that at the Ralph.
That's the difference,
and it's
right?
a great thing for kids.
That's the difference.
Yeah, you can bring your family. You know, I've got kids. Actually, I have five kids myself, you know. And my oldest three, you know, this is the time, you know.
He says it like, I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. Five kids,
Your typical five kids situation.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I'm not bringing my three oldest kids to the game. You know, I don't have it like that. But hey, I can bring them to the practice.
Yeah.
You know, they'd love it. You know, I can go during the day, but I usually have to work most of the time. So to go to an evening practice, you know, to bring them along. And now here's the thing. Let's be honest. Things cost. You know, I got to pay for a football to get autographed, maybe buy them a jersey.
Sure.
But I don't have to do that. That's all up to me. The idea is if I want to spend a buck on a shuttle and go to the free practice, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And these people are intercepting this whole idea by somehow, you know, being entrepreneurs or getting their hustle on.
Dude, it's morally wrong, and I just keep thinking of kids in this whole thing.
Well, we talked about it earlier, and we got texts basically saying what I thought at first, Will, was that, it's the right place at the right time thing. The guy who tried to sell the free ticket at St. John Fisher, he had to go to the gas station or the grocery store. He had to go there at the right time, get the tickets, time is money type situation, and if you didn't do that yourself, you shouldn't be that surprised that you may have to pay a couple bucks.
Yeah, I understand.
Shipping and handling, we'll call it.
That's what kind you called it. Shipping and handling.
I think either people I talk to in person or, you know, I check out some of the posts that are out there now, the biggest objection is, or even on a bigger scale, hey, you know, you might spend, somebody buys their tickets through whatever channel, and then they resell them either in person or on StubHub or whatever for way above the price. Why aren't you mad about that?
Are you annoyed by that? Because I'm annoyed about that.
Truly, I'm not. I just understand that's the way it is. I'm not out to try to change all the laws that are out there. It's kind of the sports world. You're going to pay $10 for a beer. You're going to pay $25 to park. You know what it is. You're going to invest to going to a sporting.
Oh, you are an avid fan.
Yeah, you know,
I'm irritated by all of that. It's my hard-earned money.
She thinks the NFL is like the bad guys. Well, tell us exactly how this whole event that happened that made the news and Facebook, how did this come down? You're walking into practice on when?
Well, on Thursday, you know, you want to know just how did this encounter
all come
happen?
Down, all the way up to where you confronted him.
So credit to a buddy of mine named Bill on actually one of these sites. Again, he's the one that tried to just nicely reach out to this seller and say, hey, and the guy blocked him immediately.
Ah.
So that's what kind of triggered it off on the backstory of, you know, me trying to be courteous with people over the past couple of years. And I just had to pretend I was interested. I had to set up an encounter. I'm like, yeah. Okay, hey, bud, still got those ticks? Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Meet you there.
You know, and people are like, what, dude, you're going to get yourself killed. I'm like, nah. We're going to meet at Wegmans. I've looked at his Facebook profile. I mean, maybe he's a, you know, jiu-jitsu warrior. He's going to destroy me. I don't know.
I have the vision of this just dirty-looking man.
No, he seems like a really great guy. A couple people actually know him and his family. And so It's not about the guy. It really is not. Right. It's just the idea that there's this whole sort of... scheme that's happening behind the scenes. So I said, I'm just going to confront him. And I'll tell you what, I assure you, if he wanted to say, hey, man, turn that off, let's talk about it, by all means, turn the camera off, let's have a discussion. I would have posted our discussion, wouldn't have went, probably beyond
my own
page.
So this video that surfaced is at, not at the practice, but at like some parking lot somewhere.
At a Wegmans parking lot.
Okay.
So it was just basically, I'm pretending I'm interested in these tickets. He's got a picture of a bunch of tickets fanned out saying, $10 a piece, minimum of at least two per. So dude knows what he's doing. He's trying to make some extra cash on the side.
Then you said to him what?
Then I said, so he holds out the tickets, and I regret not having someone there to maybe film with me to catch the whole thing. But he was holding them really low, knowing that this is not right, kind of like very secretive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I pretend to pull up my wallet, and I'm like, actually, I'm not interested in any tickets. Bam! And immediately, if you see the video, puts them right behind his back.
Do you know I'm a father of five, and you are grounded, young man.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you confronted him, and you're like, hey, why are you doing this? You shouldn't be selling something you get for free.
Yeah, I mean, that was really it.
You know what's weird? What's the difference between, now follow me on this one, what's the difference between $2 and $1?
A dollar.
Okay. What's the difference between $1 and free?
Well, let's go to basic math.
That's a huge difference, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Like, if those tickets cost $5 at the grocery store or at the gas station, and he was selling them for, let's say, 15, same difference between 0 and 10 as he was, would you be as mad?
I honestly wouldn't be, because if there was somehow, I guess that's the idea, is that this whole thing is structured to be a free event. That's the thing. The Bills released a statement as well. Oh. And that's the thing. It's not just some random guy that's kind of going on a weird principle.
Yeah.
The Bills actually just after this have sent out a statement saying this is supposed to be free. We do not condone any selling, any purchasing.
Right.
If you have any issues, they talked about different
options. We want you making the money. We want to make the money.
It's basic. Like, I have five kids. So as I'm teaching my 8-year-old about multiplication, if it has a zero and you multiply, it will never become greater than zero. It's a zero.
Yeah.
You cannot increase zero.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Well, I think a lot of people are thanking you for just, at least trying to get rid of some of these extra fringe people that are trying to profit.
And beware, don't buy free tickets.
No.
Has the guy reached out to you since? Have you had any encounters with them or no?
No, I haven't spoken with him at all. If you were to, say, all right, what is it you're trying to get out there? If somebody is listening to this, that's part of this, that has these tickets, that's either on Craigslist or hitting up the boards, today is your chance to be a person. Today is your chance to join our society of people built on a trust. Go ahead and remove your price and just give them out for free. Today is that opportunity for you.
Okay, now say it.
Scammers of America, listen to me, one and all. Remove your Craigslist post now.
Will Cabrera, by the way, super fan of the Bills. Thanks so much for coming in, and we have a little special something for you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
No, it's something very special for you.
Okay.
Actually, for you and your five kids?
Yes.
We have 6 tickets to the Bills night practice specifically for you and your kids.
All right, we can go now.
Yay!
All right.
Yay!
That's for next Thursday.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Next Thursday.
So. Now, if I turn around and sell them, is that
no? Okay, now.
All right, thanks again for coming in, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks for being a super fan. Go Bills!
All righty, go Bills.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.